Hey folks, Dan Ferreiro here with your closing bell for September 15th, 2025. Mortgage rates, they were pretty darn good today. But on the flip side of the coin, when you go to the equity markets, they did pretty darn good as well today. So what economic news did we have down the pike in regards to the economic calendar, on the financial news? What news out there is causing all these reactions? So I'm going to hopefully try to explain to you guys today, why did rates change and the data behind it? So let's get into today's news, folks. Here's what we had on the economic calendar for today. So I put in out my morning video, and I didn't really put this in there because I didn't really think it'd have much of an impact in the markets. And it apparently didn't, because you had the manufacturing numbers came in. Last reading was 11, almost 12%. It was supposed to deteriorate all the way down to 4.3. It actually went negative to almost negative 9. So there was about a 20% swing in the manufacturing index, and the markets didn't even blink. So then I'm thinking here, okay, why did these go up? And then on top of all that, why did mortgage rates go down? So let's dive into that piece of the puzzle. So the reason basically for the markets to keep rallying is go down and just look at the headlines. Tesla stock erases losses for the year, soars 85%. I'll get to this in a second. CoreWave stocks rallies on disclosures of $6.3 billion order. Elon Musk, $1 billion stock buyback. Alphabet becomes fourth company to reach $3 trillion. If you look at all this news, it's like, well, what's wrong with our economy? Well, let's get over to also why. Why? Well, that paints a good picture of this, but why did mortgage rates go down today? Well, if you really take a deep dive into the economic news, because it's really not across the board, here's the data that came in today that I think a lot of people missed. Okay, so we're seeing shelter inflation cooling and continuing to cool. And that's the key point here, folks. So what I want to show you today is this was just posted today, September 15th. Here's our inflation numbers. And this is what the Federal Reserve truly monitors. What's going on with inflation? Okay, so here's where inflation went all the way up to, remember, like 9% back in 2022. Okay, so a biggest part of that was shelter prices. Okay. As shelter prices went up, you know, so did the inflation numbers. Okay. Because the shelter numbers equate out to 40% of the CPI, the consumer inflation. Okay. So what's happened since then is shelter prices continue to go down. Okay. And down, it has a little hiccup, and then down and down. So on a month over month basis, this is going to continue to drop. Okay, as this continues to drop, again, remember, this is 40% of the consumer inflation number, the CPI. So then when you start to get this rollover, the year-over-year effect's also going to be dramatically changing. So you might see the CPI go into a, I won't say it will go negative, but you might see a huge drop in the CPI very soon here. So that might be, between that and all the other catalysts we have right now, might be the really was pushing down rates. But what you need to really focus in on, and what I'm going to go through all the other data points that we're going to have, kind of showing you a pretty good picture of what's coming up for the stock market, for the bond market, especially with the Federal Reserve cutting. But the biggest piece of the information I want you guys to understand, other than that inflationary number and things like that, are tariffs. Okay. And why tariffs? The Supreme Court basically holds this all in their hands. Okay. So if the Supreme Court comes in and says, okay, the tariffs are okay, the markets are probably pretty much have it priced in. They might rally a little bit more, but you really don't see it in mainstream media. You go down through here and there's nothing in here other than Trump's talking with China in regards to TikTok, but there's nothing else in here really giving us any more direction on where the tariffs are going. So now what we have to wait for is, how's the Supreme Court going to deem on, how are they going to rule on this? So if they rule it's okay, markets should just stabilize and continue to do their thing. But if it comes back and says, no, they're illegal, well, I think the administration's smart enough to figure out a way, long term to get around it. But short term, there's going to be hiccups in the market. So this is an area where you could possibly see, kind of like last September, where rates, even though the Federal Reserve cut rates, you get other news that comes in and pushes these rates back up to 7% that people miss. This is the biggest piece of the puzzle you guys need to focus in on right now. So if you're a home buyer, please be cognizant of this. If you're a home refinancer, pick your spots. I think we have over 200 people that put in their rate watch triggers for me, and we're going to reach out to you on a daily basis. But don't look a gift horse in the mouth, because a lot of people last September, you know, they went to lock in, they waited for lower rates, and then all of a sudden, within a week of the Fed cutting, rates went up 1%. Not trying to scare you, just trying to put you in a position to benefit you and your family if you're looking to refinance, because you have the ability to watch these things. Okay, so the tariffs are going to be the biggest pendulum at this point. We know the Federal Reserve is going to cut rates. Let's get over to the economic news and more information on this. So here's how the bond market reacted. This is a little intriguing as well. If you go through here, this probably has at least 30 lenders in here. Well, this is a decent size move in the market, and you saw mortgage rates come down, you know, a little bit. But the weird thing here is you didn't have really a lot of lenders go in there and come up with better rates. You know, you can see better. But, you know, there's probably 30, 40 different lenders in here. So only a handful cut rates. What are they waiting for? Well, they're waiting for some news that's coming out tomorrow and the next day, which is the Federal Reserve. But let's look at the data that's coming in. What I want to do is just show you the economic calendar for the next couple of days. Let's filter this down to just a 2-chart. Tomorrow, we're going to get core retail sales. This is going to give us kind of the state of how the consumer's doing right now. And then on Wednesday, the Federal Reserve's meeting. So what's the Federal Reserve going to do? Well, let's get over to it. Federal Reserve's basically, we know what they're going to do unless they come in and shock the markets. But here's what they're going to do. They're going to come in and they're going to cut rates by 25 basis points. And that's right over my head right through here. Okay. The federal funds rate right now is 4.25 to 4.5. They're going to cut it down to 4.25. Okay. That's a 0.25% cut. Then as long as the data keeps coming in like we see and the tariffs have more and more of a possibility of passing, you're going to continue to see rate cuts accordingly. But just because the Federal Reserve cuts rates doesn't mean mortgage rates are going to drop. So please be cognizant of the whys behind what is going on behind these things, behind the curtains. You guys understand this, and that's why I appreciate you guys joining me each day to help you understand this more and more and more. So if you're a real estate professional, thanks for joining us. If you're a loan officer, hope you learned something today. But if you're a person out there watching for me to help them with their buy or their refinance, well, let's get over to it. I can tell you exactly who I am and what I do. So my name is Dan Frio. I'm actually a licensed mortgage loan officer. I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. I work at a bank that actually provides that license for me. But the unique thing about this bank, and the reason why me and my colleagues are here, is we're helping this bank build into a kind of like a brokerage. Because me and a lot of my predecessors, we used to have our own brokerages. And we're like, how can we get our word out to as many people as we can and be able to provide them a lot of options? Because if you're watching this video, what are you looking for? You're looking for the lowest rate and the lowest fees. So I want to help you with that. So our slogan here at the rate update is one application, one credit pool. We're going to compare your loan to over 30 different lenders. So what all this means to you guys, folks, is I work at a bank, but the cool thing about this bank, we're set up with over 30 other lenders that we can use their rates, their programs, and you can work with me the whole way. So if you're out there looking to buy your first house or even a home, check out one of these programs that we have. It's a down payment assistance. It'll give you up to $7,000 if you're looking to buy a new home. If you're looking to refinance, check out this tab right through here. This is unique. It doesn't explain to you how to refinance. It doesn't even, you don't even put in your application for this. What it's doing is it's allowing you to tell me when you want to refinance. So let's say, for example, you're at 7%. And you're like, Dan, when rates hit 6, please call me. Please let me know. I want your help because I want to see how much it would cost me to do the refinance. What would my new payment be? What's the savings? And how long does it take me to recover all these costs? And that's exactly what we're going to do. So click the refinance tab there. If you haven't started any more refinance process yet, let me track the rates for you. We don't sell the data, and it'll be me reaching out to you personally with a rate quote. And if you're out there and you already got loan estimates and you're like, Dan, how can you compare my best estimate to the other 30 lenders that you use? Well, just upload your loan estimate right into our website right through here. It'll come directly to me and Alan. What we'll do within 24 hours, we're going to get back with you with a video to explain to you, can we beat them on the fees, on the rate? Because if we're beating them on both, I'm expecting to win you as a client. So thanks for watching our video today, folks. I greatly appreciate you watching. If you haven't subscribed yet, we're about 1,000 people away from 40,000 subscribers. So if you can help me out, subscribe over there. Or let a friend or family member know what I do and how I do things. And if they would subscribe, I'd greatly appreciate it. But if you're out there trying to figure out what's going on with these and the whys behind it, I hope you subscribe and I hope you join me each day so I can explain it to you at the morning, in the evening, And hopefully, if when you're looking to buy or refinance, you reach out to me and my team for some assistance. Thanks for watching, folks. God bless. Have a fantastic evening. Be safe out there, folks. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.